More pressure on former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort tonight. A federal grand jury has unveiled 32 new criminal charges against Manafort and his deputy Rick Gates. The men are accused of failing to pay taxes on their foreign lobbying income, also of misleading banks. With us to talk more about the case is NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Hey, Carrie.
Hi there.
All right, so what's going on here? Because Manafort and Rick Gates were already facing conspiracy and money laundering charges in Washington. You've been all over reporting that. Why are prosecutors adding new charges now?
That's right. This grand jury in D.C. had already charged these men with concealing $75 million in foreign lobbying income, proceeds from their unregistered foreign lobbying. But there were no tax charges in that indictment back in October of last year, which was kind of curious. Now, today, of course, if you're making this money, you're supposed to be paying taxes on it. And today that reckoning came in Virginia. 16 tax counts related to false individual income tax returns, 7 counts of failure to file reports about their foreign bank holdings, and more charges of conspiracy and bank fraud here.
And you just said these new charges came from Virginia, from a grand jury in Virginia. The existing case was in D.C. Why not just have the special counsel add on to that existing case?
For kind of nerdy legal reasons, okay. The special counsel team said in court papers they just didn't have venue in D.C.
What's that mean, venue?
Well, Rick Gates and Paul Manafort both have residences in Virginia, not Washington, D.C. Special counsel prosecutor Andrew Weissman said in court papers he met with these defense lawyers before bringing this new indictment to give these defense lawyers a chance to argue against the case. He said they offered the defendants a chance to waive this jurisdictional issue, this wonky legal issue, but one of the defendants said no. So this means they're fighting two different criminal cases in two different courts now.
Now, you had been reporting that one of these men, Rick Gates, the deputy, had been in discussions with special counsel Robert Mueller to plead guilty. Do we know if they have reached some kind of deal?
No deal is final until the papers are signed. If there is such a deal, it is not yet public. It's, in fact, a little surprising to have this new batch of charges come out while Rick Gates still may be in talks with the prosecutors. The reason for that is you want to make a deal before a new grand jury indictment hits. You have to deal with another judge, another courthouse. But here's what we know for now. Rick Gates and his defense lawyers have some kind of proceeding, some kind of conflict that they've been going over in chambers under seal with a judge in D.C. They're due back in court tomorrow morning in front of the judge in D.C. We may find out more then about what the nature is with his conflict with his current defense lawyers.
Let me ask you the big picture why this matters question. You know, whether Paul Manafort and Rick Gates failed to pay their taxes or not, what does any of that have to do with the Russia probe and all the questions about Russian interference in the Trump campaign or in the 2016 election?
Well, remember, Mary Louise, you know, Paul Manafort was Donald Trump's campaign chairman for a time. Even after he left the campaign, Rick Gates stayed on at the campaign. He worked on the inauguration. He visited the White House last year. Some of this charged conduct today in the indictment continued through the course of the election and beyond. And both men had ties to that pro-Russia government in Ukraine. That was the source of a lot of their foreign lobbying dough. We know that the special counsel is interested in that because, of course, he got a guilty plea earlier this week from a European lawyer, Alex van der Zwaan, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about some of this Ukrainian lobbying that they all did together back in earlier times.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, thanks very much.
My pleasure.